Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this issue of Apple Bites for December 2021. This is the last Apple Bites for this year. And our presenter this evening, as you know, is Herbie Allen. And our co-host for this evening is Rosanna Beaudry. I am Earlene Hughes, president of BITS. And we want to welcome our members and friends to BITS, as well as the people who will download our Apple Bites session. Before we begin, I want to make just a few announcements. If you are not on the BITS announced list and you would like to learn more about BITS and when we have our programs available, you may join the BITS announced list by sending an email message to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Again, that is bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. If you want to learn more about BITS, you can visit our website at bits-acb.org. And in our announcement session, we have changed our chat schedule. We will be holding chat sessions on Friday and Saturday. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but you are all invited to our BITS chat sessions on Friday and Saturday. And if you're not a BITS member, you can join the BITS announce list to learn how to join the BITS chat sessions. Okay, Herbie, I think that's all for the announcements. So go ahead with our December Apple Bites.
Well, thank you, Arlene, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Apple Bites presentation for December 21st. Today, let's talk about app organization. How can you keep the apps on your phone organized? And there are several aspects of this that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about a little bit with the app storage. I'm going to talk about how you can organize your own apps with folders and whatnot. And then finally, I'm going to talk about the app library and the good and the bad with that. And so let's get started. First of all, I'm going to just talk about a couple of general things. So with apps, there are some things you can do in settings. If you go under App Store, you will be able to tell it to do various things. For instance, if you have limited storage on your phone, you might want to tell it to unload off-used apps, unused apps. And this can be useful because what it'll do is it'll see apps that you've not accessed in about a month and kind of move them to the cloud. You can get them back and it will say blah, blah, blah in iCloud. And I will, in fact, show you how that works in a little bit with an app that I do have set that way. The disadvantage is, in the past at least, when we had them working, apps like Chime, it's an app that's actually used all the time, but you're not actively going to it. But then it would go into the cloud, and that would mess things up with it telling you the time. You can also have app updates on, automatic updates, and that can be useful so that way your apps just keep up to date in the background unless you are concerned about accessibility of an app. And in that case, maybe you don't want to have it do that, but it's usually a good idea so that way your phone stays secure. Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about what to expect in settings, let's talk about how apps work on your phone. So of course, an app is something that either comes pre-installed or one that you download from the App Store. You can delete Apple apps, most of them. So for instance, I have no use for the Stocks app whatsoever, so I deleted it from my phone, and I will show you all how you can delete an app that you no longer want.
1905.
So let's open the phone screen here.
Bose Music.
And
Home, Social Folder, 8 apps.
We're going to go to our home. Now, you heard it say social folder 8 apps. So you're not going to get this because unless you've organized your phone the way I have, but I've organized my apps into folders the way I like them. And I can easily access a folder by double tapping. And then if I go to the top,
phone. Social heading.
That's the name of the
Actions
social
phone.
Folder.
FaceTime, messages, mail, no unread emails.
So these are apps that I personally have put into Characters. The social folder. And then when I want out of the folder, social I simply close it by doing a one finger swipe up. Or if you have an older phone or the SE 2020, your home button, and that'll get you back to the main screen. Now, what if I have an app that has been offloaded? How do I get that?
Social media folder, 6 apps, 3 new
Let's
items.
Let's go here.
Instagram in iCloud.
Instagram and iCloud. So this is an app that I really don't use that often, but I've decided maybe I do want it on my phone. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap.
Instagram in iCloud.
And now we're just going to wait for it to download.
And 15%, 23%, 28%, 32%, 35%. 38%, 42%, 43%, 45%, 47%, 56%. Instagram.
So the timing of that counter is a little bit off because it said 57% announcing Instagram. So now I've actually got it on my phone. Okay. Now let's talk about how we can actually organize our apps and what we can do with that. So I'm going
Social
to go
folder.
To a page where I have apps that I've just not bothered to put into a folder.
Page 2 of 2, Bose Music.
And I did this by doing my 3-finger swipe left to go to the next page. So now I'm on page 2, so let's see.
Screen mirroring. Peacock, Pages, Clips, GarageBand.
I think all these Apple apps should actually go together. So now I can decide how I want to organize them. I want them in a specific folder with an alphabetical order. Now, there is a way to do this for your phone entirely. It's under one of the reset options under General. I don't really want it to do that, because that's gonna alphabetize everything. And there's some folders where I have things alphabetized and some folders where I have the apps listed in importance. So we're just gonna take Clips here.
Clips.
And I've got some options. I'm going to now swipe down.
Edit mode.
You got edit mode.
Activate.
Activate.
Edit mode.
And there you go. Activate is the default. So we want edit mode.
Started editing.
Now, it used to be when you wanted to organize an app into a folder, you had to do a dragging method and you had to put one app on top of another, and it was a mess. And that was even if you didn't know what you were doing. Finally, a couple years ago, Apple has now made it a lot simpler. So I want to create a new app folder. So how do we do this?
Delete.
I've got some
finished
options
editing.
In edit. So, it says finished editing.
Activate.
Not nice.
Edit mode.
Okay, so let's go back
Started
into editing. Edit mode.
Delete.
So if I swipe down, I can delete the app. So this is how I would delete clips.
Drag clips.
I can drag.
Activate. Default.
Or
stop
again,
editing apps.
Activate. Stop editing.
Delete. Drag clips.
And this is all with swiping up or down. I'm going to drag. And to do this, we do a one finger double tap.
Bose Music is editing.
So now it's telling me what app it's pointed to.
Screen mirror, Peacock, is Pages, GarageBand, iMovie, GarageBand, Peacock.
So
done, add widget, done.
This is where things get a little bit interesting because
Garage, iMovie, Keynote, Number, Page 2, Doc.
Now Clips has kind of disappeared on me a little
bit. Pages, is Peacock, is that screen mirror,
That's not good.
Done, Bose, stop editing apps, add to drag session, drop clips before Bose Music, drop ready.
But I can now swipe down to what I'm going to do is I'm going to point to the app that I want Clips to go to and tell it where to put it. Now, notice here, let's go
Screen Peacock
to,
Pages
I said I
Editing
wanted the Apple
GarageBand is
apps
editing.
together. So we're going to go
Jobs
to
available. Actions
GarageBand.
available.
So what have I got now? I'm at GarageBand.
Stop editing apps.
I can stop editing.
Add to drag session.
I can add GarageBand to the drag session.
Drop clips after GarageBand. Drop clips after GarageBand. Drop ready. Create new folder with GarageBand and clips. Drop ready.
There you go, create new folder.
Cancel
But
drag.
you know what? And cancel the drag of clips.
Activate. Stop editing apps. Add to drag
But you
session.
know what? I want these apps in all together, so I'm gonna add GarageBand to the
Dragging two
drag
items.
center. So now I'm gonna be dragging clips and GarageBand.
Numbers. Page 2 of 3. Numbers is editing.
And
Keynote. Number. Keen iMovie is editing.
there you go.
Pages is editing. Drop
So
iMovie is editing.
hey, I can
Stop and add to drag
add
session.
iMovie to this drag
Dragging three
session.
items. Bose Music is editing. Dot page 2 of numbers is editing. Keynote is editing.
And we will
Stop add to
add
drop clips.
Keynote.
GarageBand add to drag session. Dragging four items.
So what I can do, of course, is I can drag all, again, I can rearrange it.
Numbers is editing.
Okay, so we're gonna
Drops
go to
available.
numbers.
Stop edit. Add to drag. Drop clips. Drop clips. Keep drop clips. Keynote. iMovie. GarageBand before numbers. Drop
So it's
ready.
telling me that I can drag all these before numbers
Drop clips.
or
Keynote.
after.
iMovie. Create new folder with numbers
And
and
we want
clips.
to create a
Keynote.
new
iMovie.
folder.
Creating folder. Folder. Add widget. Button.
So now we've got a folder.
Done. Button. Post music. Is that it? Done. Add widget. Button. Post peek pages. Is that folder? Folder. Is editing. Five apps.
Folder
Capture mode.
folder is editing. Okay, so
Stop editing apps. Drag folder. Folder. Activate. Stop editing apps. Activate. Default.
we're going to activate,
Keynote. iMovie is editing. GarageBand
which will
clips is
now
at
open the
numbers. Clear
folder.
text. Folder name. Folder. Text name.
Now, okay, so the reason why
Actions
I did
available.
this is I had to go, I'm still in the edit mode, so now I went all the way to the left, and now I'm going to go to the folder name where I can edit it. I've got a clear
Clear
text.
text.
I'm
Button.
going to double
Clear
tap
text.
that,
Braille screen
and
input.
let's call
Orientation lock.
this
Landsview
unwanted apps.
NWANTPS.
And we'll call
Apps
it unwanted
a dot cap
apple.
pp apostrophe dot l e space apple dot set cap pp s
And I haven't deleted them because occasionally there is sometimes I might actually want
portrait
them.
apps
And now all I need to do, well, now that I'm done renaming the folder, is do a one finger slide up or my home gesture.
finished editing unwanted apple apps heading
And there you go. Now my folder, which was named folder, is called Unwanted Apple Apps. So now I have a folder with the apps in there that I want.
Numbers, clips, GarageBand, iMovie, Keynote,
Oh dear, numbers is out of sorts.
Keynote,
I don't
iMovie,
like
clip,
that.
numbers.
So why don't we
Edit
move
mode.
numbers? So we have to go
Start
back into
editing.
edit mode.
Delete, drag numbers.
I'm going to
Clips
swipe
is
down to
editing.
drag number, double tap, let's go to the
Right click
right.
page adjustable.
And
Keynote is at page 1 of 2. A keynote is
okay,
editing.
so yep, it
Actions
needs to go
available.
after
Drop available.
keynote.
Stop close. Add to drag. Drop numbers after keynote. Drop ready. Drop complete. Row
Drop
2.
complete.
Column
There
2.
you go. That tells me that it's moved the app to where I want it. So now I can still look now how the
iMovie is
app's
at full clear
organized.
text. Clips is at GarageBand is editing. iMovie is keynote. It numbers is editing.
And there
Finished.
you go. Now the apps are sorted in the folder where I want them.
Bose Music.
And the other thing I can do is if I want, I can move the folder to page one again with that same
Screen
edit
mirroring.
method.
Peacock. Pages. Unwanted Apple apps folder. Five apps.
And we can drag a folder the same way we would an app. We
Edit
go
mode.
down to edit.
Started editing. Drag. Activate. Drag unwanted app. Bose Music. Is editing.
now.
Peak pages. Is editing. Page 2 of 3. Adjustable.
And yeah, I know pages should be added to that folder as well, but
Page 1 of 3.
now it's on page one of three.
Weather folder. Is editing. Two
Where do
apps.
I want this folder? We will have
Stop
it.
editing. Drop unwanted Apple apps after weather folder. Drop ready. Drop complete.
We'll have it after the weather folder.
Finished editing. So.
And there you go.
Pay unwanted Apple apps folder.
Now my unwanted Apple apps folder is on page one instead of page two, and it has a number of apps in it. And then if I, again, if I wanted to add an app to that folder, again, I would use the drag method. And I would go down and then go to the page where the folder is on, open the folder, and put pages where I'd want it, which in this case would be after numbers. So that's how you can, organize your own apps. Now, there are a couple of other ways that you can open apps regardless of where they are at, provided they are on your phone. It will not work if the apps are stored in iCloud, though. Neither of these methods will work. But the first way, one that I'm sure most of you know, is using Siri. So I can just say, open Facebook.
Facebook in progress, profile picture button.
And there you go, my Facebook is open. And if I want Facebook closed out, I simply go to my app switcher.
App switcher, Facebook active.
And I can do a one-finger
Action
swipe
available.
down if I want to close it, or just do a three-finger
Closing
swipe
Facebook,
up.
app switcher,
And
phone
that'll
at
close
one of
out the
11.
app that I'm
Center,
pointed to,
voice
which in this
recorder.
case was Facebook. One app that you can also close out, by the way, is the phone app if you're on a phone call, because the phone call screen is now a separate thing. So you don't actually have to have the phone app open. And you'll also notice if you use Siri to make a phone call, it does not actually open the app. You'll have it there in the app switcher, like the little thing, but call in progress, but you'll notice that the app itself is not even actually open. So there you go. The other way is with Braille screen input. So this is one of the hidden advantages with that method, is you can use it to open an app. So
Social media folder.
I'm on my home screen, and I'm now going to use my rotor to go to Braille screen input.
Characters. Braille screen input. Orientation
And I
lock.
can only use
Landscape.
grade one
Screen away mode.
Braille
C
here,
stop.
but
Contractions off.
I am going to open Twitter. So,
TW. Two apps. Twitter.
and there you go. I got two apps, Twitter, and if I do a one finger flick down,
Twitterific.
Twitterific. And we will open
Twitter.
Twitter with a one finger swipe up to go up, and now a two finger swipe right.
Opening Twitter, portrait, Twitter, account menu.
So there you go. If you can't find an app, and or you just want a quick way of opening it, and it doesn't matter whether where it's at on your phone, you can again just use either of those methods to quickly open an app. And there you go. And like I said, it does actually have to be on your phone, though. It cannot be stored in iCloud. Now, the last thing I really want to talk about with this is the app library. And this is a whole nother animal. And there is some good and bad about it. So, what is the app library? It was something that the Apple introduced last year in iOS 14, and it is their way of organizing your apps. But here is the drawback. You have to go by how it is categorized in the App Store and not the way you would necessarily organize it. So I'll give you a great example. I use an app called Team Talk. Now, when I actually have it on my home screen, I have it in the social folder, and I don't even, not quite sure where the app library hides it. Another app that they put in the social folder is Facebook, but I like to have that in a folder I call social media. So it's great, I think, for people that don't have their apps organized and want it, but I had organized my apps well before the app library was ever introduced. And by the way, if you back up your phone with iCloud, your folder structures and all that with the apps will transfer over, so you don't have to recreate them. Now, to make the best use of the app library, I highly recommend that you add the containers rotor to your phone if it's not already there, because that is how it is structurally organized. Containers is not something I would use really on the iPhone, because you don't have, it's really more for the split screen setup, like what you have in the iPad. But for the app library, you actually do want it. So how do we actually get to the app library?
1920.
Okay, we're doing not too bad time-wise in the process. Okay,
Social phone.
so I'm going to now go do my page swipe gesture two times to the left.
Page 2 of 2, post music.
So notice I'm on page 2 of 2, and now I'm gonna do the three-finger swipe left once again.
Showing app library. App library. Search field.
Showing app library search field. So, and by the way, if you don't, I should mention real quick, if you need to add something to your rotor, if you go to accessibility under settings and then voiceover, you will find rotor and then just go to where it says containers and make sure that is selected. So the first thing we have is a search field. And the one thing I have discovered with this is you cannot use Braille screen input with it. I don't know why. So you have to use standard typing. I am actually not sure about dictation. So maybe somebody has an answer for that. And if so, when we get to raised hands, you can comment on that. But this is great. So some apps, lately what will happen is when you download a new app, it may not actually show up on your phone, but it will be in the app library. Well, another bad thing though about the search is you cannot add a phone to your, I'm sorry, you cannot add an app to your home screen from the search thing, but you can if you were just generally browsing. So I'm gonna come back to the search.
Suggestions. Clubhouse.
So first of all, it's gonna give me some suggestions based on apps that I've used a lot.
Twitter. Email. Walmart. Recently added. NBC Sports.
So, okay, now this first category can be a little bit useful. So these are recently added apps that I have just recently, well, obviously added to my phone.
Bank of America. Instagram. Recently added folder. 8 app.
Now, why Instagram is last? Because I think it has the order. No, actually, no, okay, no, it doesn't have the order wrong. So it's going from oldest to newest. Now, notice it said recently added folder. We're going to come back to that.
Social messages.
So now it's showing me what's in the social folder.
Facebook. Phone. Social folder. 11 apps.
And notice its social folder has 11 apps, but remember, mine has 8 apps. Now, this is where the containers app really comes in handy. So I'm going to find
Characters.
that in
Braille
my
screen.
settings.
700 containers.
And now I'm going to swipe down.
Other. Dice World. Productivity and Finance. Zoom.
Okay, so tell me why Zoom is in productivity and finance. Why isn't Dice World in a folder called games? This is what I don't like.
Music, music.
Music at least is in the music folder.
Utilities, Safari.
And okay, so
Entertainment, YouTube.
what do I have in my entertainment folder? Okay.
TV.
So by the way, if I was to double tap on an app, it would open
Disney
it.
Plus.
But now I'm swiping to the right again. So notice so far this actually mostly agrees with me, except I have TV in a TV folder. But what it notice when I was swiping to the right, it would give me a few apps and then it would say
Entertainment folder, 18 apps.
Entertainment folder, 18 apps. So what this does is it gives you the top apps that are in the folder, but now I'm gonna double tap. And this expands the folder, even though it doesn't say
Paramount
so.
Plus, Peacock, Netflix, NBC,
So it kind of put me in a weird spot.
Prime, Sero, SoundCloud, Music, Stream, TBS, Ticketmaster Buy, Sell, TNT, TV. Vintage radio, YouTube,
Okay,
vintage
so
radio,
one
TV,
thing that
TV,
is
stream, Samsara
cool,
Prime,
once you
Peacock, Parrot,
actually open the
Netflix, Prime, Disney
folder,
Valley Sport, Entertainment, heading.
it will actually list them in alphabetical order. So when you're outside the folder, it's going to list them in terms of like the top apps. But once you open the folder, now you're going to see the app that your apps in alphabetical order.
Valley Sport, Disney Plus, iTunes Store, Mixcloud, Audio,
And again, iTunes Store, I don't like it in entertainment, but this is what it
YouTube.
thinks. And then if I want YouTube, for instance, I just do a double tap.
YouTube, cast button.
And there you go, my YouTube is now open. But if I want to get back to the app library, I can't do it
Region.
from
Region tracking
YouTube.
on. Image. Stat TNT. Ticket TBS.
Actually, I guess I can go back to the, if I do my home gesture, it will take me back to the app library. Now, to collapse the folder, we go to
Prime
the
Key,
top.
Arab Net, NB, Mix, iTunes, Disney Valley, entered, entertainment, heading.
And I do a one finger double tap.
Entertainment, heading. Suggestions, Walmart.
And there you go. Now it's collapsed and I'm back to
Edit
my
mode.
thing. Okay, now notice something else here with Walmart. Let's take Walmart, use Walmart as an example. If I have it, let's say if it's in the app library, if I want to add it to my home screen, I can go into edit mode.
Started editing. Stop editing app. Drag Walmart. Activate. Delete. Stop editing apps.
And I can edit it from here
Finished
the way I would
editing.
any other app that is on my phone. So finally, let's talk about how to
Recently added.
search
NBC
for
Sports app
something in the
suggestion.
app
App library.
library.
Search field. App library.
So
Search
we will
field.
do the
Headings.
aforementioned Teen
Audio
Talk that
ducking.
I
Headings.
okay that I mentioned.
Cap T. E. A. M.
So I just typed in the word team, and now if I hit the I'm going to show
Cancel
you
Teen
something.
Talk.
So now it's showing me some results.
Q Teen
And
Talk.
in this case, it's the only one that is Teen Talk. But one other thing I want to show you. Let's go back
Clear team. Search
to the
field.
search field.
Team. Search field.
Now, let's say if I hit the go
Go.
button.
Go. Teen Talk. Preferences button.
So what it did is it automatically opened the first app, which in this case is the only app that it saw, after I hit search. So now my Teen Talk app is actually open when I hit the go button. It did not display
App
search
switcher.
results. So
Closing
if you
Teen
want
Talk.
to
YouTube. App.
see
Closing
search
YouTube.
results,
Twitter. Active. Closing
let's close
Twitter.
out these
Phone.
apps that I
Active.
don't need. Then you have to, like I said, swipe to the right. But if you want, if you know that it's bringing up the right app, then you can hit go and you're good to go. So that is how you use the app library. Let's see, what else can I talk about with apps real quick? Well, questions have always arisen. Should you leave apps open in your app switcher or not? There, it's going to depend, of course, on the app. Most of the time, I tend to not worry about it as apps that are kind of like not in use really just don't, they just sit there and don't really bother anything. But, sometimes people like to have a clearer app switcher too. It just depends. So you can do that. One other thing that I do recommend you have off for most apps, because this will save your battery, is background app refresh. And you will find this under
1928.
general. So let's take a look at that real
Bose
quick.
Music.
Open settings.
Settings. Air white blue set first notif sounds focused screen time general button about but soft airdrop airplay picture car iPhones background app refresh button
All right, so if we take a look
background app
here,
refresh on button
I do have it on.
allow apps to refresh their content when on 710 ESPN Seattle off Amazon off Amazon Alexa on.
So notice how I have some apps off and some apps on. And the reason why is I am choosing which apps I want to allow to track me in the background no matter what. So Uber
App
is a good
switcher.
example
Setting. Closing
of one
settings. App
that I do allow to
switcher. Phone.
track in the
Active.
background because,
Actions available.
hush phone, I
1928.
use the live location for drivers to be able to find me, and so I don't want it to be limited to go away from my phone screen. Facebook is one I definitely recommend you have it turned off, because what happened in the past is I'd be on my paratransit. We would get be somewhere, and it would take a few minutes to load or unload the person. Next thing you know, I get this thing from Facebook. You were just recently near blah blah blah. Why don't you write us a review and let us know how it was? I was like, well, actually, no, I wasn't near blah blah blah. I've been sitting in this vehicle for a million hours already, and that I can't give a review on, but, can't be any help to you guys, so you know it can be a little bit misleading there. Okay, guys, I think that's really all I have now on the app organization, so why don't we open it up to your questions? And Rosanna is going to let you all know how you can participate.
Hello. Okay. To raise your hand, It's going to be Alt Y on your PC, Option Y on your Mac, and *9 on a landline. And if you are on the iPhone, it would be the More button on your iPhone. And you would tap on More and then tap on Raise Your Hand. Abby?
Hello, Abby.
Okay, hold on a second. Abby, you can unmute. You should be unmuted.
There we are. Now I think we've got it.
Yep.
Wow, okay. I didn't think I'd be first. That was kind of a surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise. Okay, well, I got a couple just quick questions. First of all, when you're deleting an app from the home screen, is it just delete it from the home screen or just delete it from the device? And then when you're doing the background refresh, do you still get notifications from apps if you have the background refresh turned off? Thank you.
Okay, those are very good questions. So let's use Instagram for an example for the first app.
Social media when we folder. Delete it. Six
so,
apps.
Instagram. Let's go to Instagram because I really don't care what happens to this app.
Delete.
I'm going to delete it. So I went to the app, I went down to edit, and I'm going to go down to delete and double tap.
Alert. Remove Instagram. Removing from home screen will keep the app in your app library. Delete app button. Remove from home screen, but cancel.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. And so basically, if you remove from home screen, so it'll still be in your app library, but it won't be in your regular apps. But if you delete the app, then it's completely gone, though it will still be accessible, you know, from your app store history if you delete it. Now, to your second question, no, the app background app refresh, that does not turn off notifications. That is... for the apps, that's actually in notifications instead. What background app refresh does is it means that unless you're, it doesn't prevent location tracking from within the app whenever you're actually in the app, but what it means is when you have the, it means that when you don't have the app running and you have a, or you're somewhere else away, it can't see where you are at. So for instance, I don't know of any reason why Dropbox needs to know where I'm at. And so, but you know, there are some apps that use that information when you're actually in the app, but I don't need it to know where I'm at when I'm like in the background or whatever. And the other advantage with that too is, aside from privacy, of course, there is the advantage of it doesn't drain your battery as much.
Right, right, yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. And one other thing I will mention, too, with notifications is now you can add apps to your notification summary. So if you want to get notifications during certain times of the day or whatever from certain apps, then you can put them into the summary, like Dice Roll, for instance. You know, I look, you know, when I can to see if I have any active games. I don't need it telling me that I've got active games. And so I have it in the summary, so I'm not always getting, you know, notified from it because, you know, I'm busy doing something else. I hear that Dice World roll and I want to go play and beat people, but I can't because I'm doing something else. So that might help with the notifications as well. So.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I do think that is Marty's iPhone.
Yes, oh, Marty, Herbie? You are unmuted at this point. Go ahead, Marty.
Yes. Herbie, I didn't quite get that, and you probably explained it. When you have like five pages of apps, and say I'm looking for an app that I don't even know, I probably have it on my phone. First of all, how would I be able to find it?
Okay, so three ways you can find it. One is ask Siri to open it. Okay. Two, use Braille screen input. So I'll get to demonstrate this because I think everybody knows the Siri method.
Oh, characters, Braille screen input.
So I was talking about Dice World earlier. So I'm now in my main home page one, and I just went to Braille screen input, and I'm now going to type in Dice.
D-I-C-1-F.
And I've narrowed down the results to one app, which is Dice World. I'm going to do a two-finger flick right.
opening dice portrait, dice world.
Now, two other ways that, and there you go, it opens it. Two other ways, of course, you can search for apps is the spotlight search feature. That's one I generally don't use just because I know where all my apps are, so it's not one I use too much, but you do have that. And there is the search feature in your actual app library as well.
Right, but I'm talking exclusive of the app library. Like, right. And how would I do the spotlight feature? I've seen that, but I don't remember how to get to it.
The spotlight feature is, that's a good question because I don't, honestly, I actually don't use it that much myself. If anybody remembers the spotlight feature offhand, let us know because it's, like I said, it's actually not one that I use because I get my apps, I put them where I want them, or I know they're on page 2 where I can find them easily enough.
The one way you mentioned the Braille screen input, do you have to do it with Braille screen input or can you just do it?
The only way I know of to do it is with the Braille screen input. I wonder if it would work with a Braille display, but...
I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have... Well, I have a couple, but I have a writer anyway. But it definitely is a Braille screen input feature for sure. And, that really comes in handy because I don't even, I just use that method to quickly open the app I want and voila, it's right there. And it doesn't even matter now where it's at on my phone. So.
But there is no search feature like on the home screen. I think
there is not a search feature on the home screen. Yep, you are welcome. Okay.
Thank you, Marty. Herbie, I don't see any more hands at this time.
All right. So let's see. Is there anything else I can really talk about with app results here? So... Okay, if this page would load, I was going to give you the exact commands here to do the spotlight search. A what? Oh, I thought I heard somebody talking. Okay. So let's see. Okay. I had to pick the worst page to navigate. So let's see here. I'm just looking at something real quick. Okay, so it's saying that Siri can actually do a spotlight search for apps. It can, like I said, but it's limited to what is in your iCloud account. Let's see, some other things that can be useful is you can see what apps, there's ways to see, like, in general, of course, like, what apps are using a lot of data. Most app data will transfer from phone to phone. One big exception is Bard, and that one is very app-specific. So if you download a lot of books and then you get a new phone or restore your phone or whatever, those books will not transfer over, but the app data is going to depend on the app size. So let's say you use Apple Music or Spotify and you download a lot of music to your phone, that's going to increase, the app storage that, the phone is using from, like, say, several megabytes to, go into the gigabyte range. So that is pretty useful. Another thing you can do is there are ways to beta test apps on your phone. There is, of course, like I said, TestFlight. There is TestFlight. And finally, why don't we talk a little bit about the App Store itself, since we've got some time.
Tuesday,
and no raised hands.
Social folder, 8 apps.
Okay, Social folder, 8 apps, 1 new item. So that tells me there that one of my apps has a new item. I can't tell from here, but if I open the folder.
Zoom. Email. Zoom. WhatsApp. Mail. No unread messages. 1 unread message.
All right. I have an unread message, but that will get looked at later because I really don't know what it is. So.
Characters.
Oh, and I see we have a raised hand.
You do.
All right.
It would be. Hold on. Okay. You are now unmuted. Go ahead. 1770. Go ahead. You're unmuted.
This is Janet. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question about all these notifications that you get on apps that you don't want. Like, I am a part of WhatsApp, but I seem to get like a million notifications when people are talking back and forth each other, How do I stop all that? But so I want to be part of WhatsApp.
Right. So different apps, of course, are going to have different settings. I've actually left a few groups, though, in the past over this very issue where I felt that they were very much too chatty myself.
Right.
You can add an app to the notification summary. So let's see here. Let's open settings.
Openings, air, white, Bluetooth, cellular, personal,
notice, and we're going to go to notifications.
Okay.
Scheduled summer, Amazon Alexa. Amazon's note scheduled summary, 8:14.
So I have a scheduled summary here. So what this will do is it'll lump all my notifications in and give me certain app notifications, like in this case, 3 times a day.
Show previews, scheduled summary.
So if I go in here.
Scheduled summary, first summary, time picker, 8.
I can second adjust
summary,
it.
Third, insert add summary button.
I can add a new summary.
Add summary. Show next summary. Oh, show the next summary in notification center before the scheduled time. Apps in summary. Heading.
So now I can, let's see what apps I have in the summary here.
Selected. Daily notification. Z. Button. 2 of 2. Selected. Daily notification average. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, that's
nice. Clubhouse. On. Dice World. On. Twitter. On. Q11. Off. CNN. Off. NFL. Off. Follow. Off. NHL. Off. ESPN. Off. Fox Sports. Walmart. Off. Facebook. Off. DoorDash. Off.
Okay, you know what? So I'm going to switch this to A to Z. And so let's go down to the bottom.
Vertical scroll bar. Zoom. YouTube music. YouTube. Email. Off. WhatsApp. Off.
And now I could turn WhatsApp on.
On.
And now it's in the notification summary. So now all those WhatsApp messages that you get from groups, instead of getting bombarded with them all the time, they're going to appear at, like, say, 2 in the afternoon, whatever time you determine that you want to see your notification summary. And the best part is once you double tap on that summary, if you go to the left, there is a clear button. And if you swipe up, it goes to clear all. And
that's great.
It is.
That is a great tip. Thank you so much, Harvey. Okay, can I ask one more question?
You may ask, yes.
Okay, so in notifications, it always says banners, badges, da-da.
Yes.
Is that telling me that I'm getting all 3 or I can choose one? I know it had a button, so sometimes I
you
choose
can kind of, yeah, you can choose them. You can turn notifications off completely for an app. Now, the one thing I should warn you about, though, with the notification summary, like if you do put WhatsApp in there, that's also going to apply to new message, like if somebody sends you a personal message. So you'll have to go, but you'll see, like, if WhatsApp has a bunch of new items, you know, you can still go in there and look, you know, that won't go away.
Okay.
But, you know, you won't get instantly notified if somebody sends you a new, it, unless you are in the app, then the notification will come through, I think. But,
but if it says banners, badges, sounds, does that mean you're getting all 3?
So that's a good question. Let's come back to that one, because I want to show everybody what you're talking about
notifications.
Here.
Notifications. Scheduled summary. Notifications.
So let's go back.
Amazon Music. Immediate button.
Okay, so I'm going to pick on Amazon Music
Allow
here.
Notifications. On.
So I'm double tapping on Amazon Music for in the notifications. Allow notifications on. I can turn this off if I want.
Notification delivery. Heading. Selected. Immediate delivery. Scheduled summary. Delivered 8:14.
And so from here, I can even add it into the scheduled summary if I want, or leave it on immediate.
Notifications are delivered immediately. Alerts. Heading. Selected. Allow on lock screen. Button.
Allow on lock screen. This will determine if notification appears even when your screen is locked.
Selected. Allow notification center. Button.
Allow notification center. This is usually a good idea, so that way if you need to clear out the notification center.
Selected. Allow as banner. Button.
Allow as banner.
Banner style. Temporary. Button.
So here's where it gets interesting. So banner style, you've got temporary.
Happy. Sounds. Banner style. Temporary. Button.
Okay, so selected. I can make
temporary.
It
persistent. So banner Amazon Music. Back.
So if you leave it as a temporary banner, it means the notification is going to go away. If you switch it to persistent, that means the banner is going to actually literally hijack your phone and just pop up until you dismiss it.
Amazon
so
music.
That's the
back.
Difference
Amazon.
Between temporary banner and style. Persistent.
Sounds on.
Huh? Sounds. Some apps will have customized sounds. Some great examples are WhatsApp. Like you said, it has a distinct chiming sound. I think, and this will also affect I think, like the iPhone, just the do-do-do sound too. But you know, apps like ESPN, Fox Sports, they have customized sounds. So does Dice World. So here, I think, is where you would turn those sounds off if you didn't want them.
Badges on.
Badges, this is kind of, it gets a little bit confusing on what the badges actually are. It's kind of a little bit of more of a visual thing.
Announce, heading, announce notifications, off, button.
Now it's notifications off.
Lock screen appearance, heading, show previews, alt, notification grouping, automatic, button.
So notification grouping, so it can group the notifications so that they all appear as one group or... It can be spread out, so if you want to see a notification from Dice World, then WhatsApp, then phone, then another one from WhatsApp.
Notification grouping. Notifications.
Now let's see if we can find one. Let's go to WhatsApp, because let's look at the badges and banners and things.
Public safety, emergency alert, Amber alerts, off, government, Zoom, YouTube, email, WhatsApp, schedule, allow notifications, on, notification delivery, heading, immediate delivery, deliver right away.
Okay.
Selected. Scheduled.
No, I changed my mind. I want my WhatsApp to be immediate
selected.
For now.
Immediate.
So, okay, I've switched to immediate. There you go. Now, no harm done.
Notifications are delivered immediately. Alerts. Heading. Selected. Allow on lock screen. But selected. Allow in notification center. Button. Selected. Allow as banner. Button. Banner style. Temporary. Sounds. On. Badges. On.
Yeah,
announce.
So they've kind
heading.
Of changed it a little bit from how it looked on iOS 14, but... That should give you an idea a little bit more of how the notifications work. And,
what you said before, that one with the summary, can you just tell me again where to find that?
So the first thing you'll want to do is go to Notification Center, go to Notifications and Settings.
Okay.
And then what you do from there is, here, I'll walk you through this real quick. So
two notifications.
Let me get back there.
Screen share, show previews, scheduled summary, 8.
Scheduled.
Notifications, scheduled.
So this one is, I think it'll look a little different since you've not scheduled a summary, but you should be able to add one from there. And then pick a time on, pick the times when you want the scheduled summaries to go to, like when you want to see them on your phone. So if you only want them to show up at 6 o'clock at night, then that's what they will do. And, or if you want them to show up at 6 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, and 10 at night, you can do that.
And okay, so I'm my Victor Reader. So you said go to notifications, then scheduled summary.
Yep.
Oh, it's recording.
Okay, so I got it. Notification
yep.
Schedule summary. Okay,
that. From there. And then you just have the apps that you want to appear in that scheduled summary.
Okay, thank you, Herbie.
You're welcome. All right. Okay.
What? There are no raised hands at this point.
There are no raised hands. Okay. Well, guys, I think then we are going to wrap things up. So if you do have any final questions, comments, anything like that, this is your last opportunity to raise your hand. Just real quick, I do want to mention in the App Store, if you go to the App Store, you'll have a, find it a lot easier instead of opening it directly, doing a one finger triple tap.
Triple tap, okay.
Which will bring up the context menu, and that's where you will find your search and your updates. And I find that a lot easier than actually opening the App Store itself. So there is a quick tip for that. Next year's presentations. I've got quite a few lined up. And the first one I think I'm going to talk about is Find My and AirTags. So I want to talk a little bit about how that works. And then we're going to also talk about autofill and keychain. So that's going to be coming up in February. And we're going to talk about Apple Music. And I'm even going to compare it to Spotify a little bit so you can get an idea of just what the two big music apps are like. And I also want to hear your suggestions. And you can email the bits list and I will see them. Or you can send me a direct email to herbie.allen, that's herbie.allen@gmail.com. And let me know what things you're interested in learning about. So that way I can really help customize these presentations even more so to what people would like to know. And, there's no such thing as a dumb idea or whatever. I, you know, will take them all under consideration. So I'm very glad to do that. So we've definitely got, and then Apple TV is another one that I'm going to discuss as well. And I am going to do some third-party apps as well. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to squeeze in some things like Uber and talk about that one. Maybe Lyft as well, but I must confess I use Uber more than I use Lyft. But we could talk about Uber, Uber Eats, and DoorDash, and some grocery shopping apps as well, like Walmart. I'm primarily going to stick, of course, to like Apple apps, but there are some important third-party apps that I want to show people that I think everybody is going to most likely use. Bard is another one. So I've got quite a number of presentations lined up, but like I said, your feedback will also really help customize where we go in the future as well. So, last call for raised hands.
Any other raised hands? Now is the time to ask your question.
All right. Well, I think we got them all speechless.
We're good. Everybody's smart.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
maybe you guys don't even need me. I don't know.
I don't know about that, Herbie.
All right,
what was that tip to find? You just said it. The tip to find the App Store without having to go through all that.
So once you have to go to the actual App Store and you're by navigating to it, you can't open it.
So you just can't. Okay.
You can't open it. So you have to navigate to it and then do a one finger triple tap. And I see we do have a raised hand.
Okay. We do have a raised hand. Just me 1 minute. Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry. Okay.
5-4. Go ahead.
I just got completely a new kitchen with all Alexa appliances, and they're supposed to work with my phone. I haven't had anything connected yet because I'm too scared and I have to have somebody do it for me. But do you ever have a program where you're going to have something about how to use all the appliances that you buy with something on your phone?
For that, you really want to join Herbie's Cooking Corner, where I actually talk more about the kitchen stuff. And the only thing I've not made yet is apple pie or anything to do with apples over there. But so first of all, I will mention that there is an Alexa app for the phone, and you can get it from the App Store. Just search for Amazon Alexa. It is accessible. I'm going to tell you though, I am not a big fan of smart appliances, especially when it comes to the kitchen. Uh-huh. I like my simple knobs and anything that's not connected to the internet, for the simple reason that I want to be able to, we've had a few storms here that have affected like the internet, so I want to be able to use my cooking equipment.
Oh, I never thought.
What?
I never thought of that.
Yeah, because I want stuff that if the, because we've had situations where the electricity will remain on. Like, we had a severe winter ice storm this last February, and we had no problems with electricity, but thank goodness for that. And so we were just fine heating-wise, but the internet was a real problem, and it was sometimes iffy at best if it did work. And so, you know, because I don't have an internet-based kitchen, you know, we're still able to cook with no problems. And so, you know, for me, that's kind of a big deal. So I would say if you get anything internet-related, make sure you have a way of accessing it without the internet, just in case.
Okay. Sure, that too.
ACB also has another call called It's Electric, where they also talk about like smart appliances and stuff like that too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what day
it's Wednesdays. I think the next one will be sometime. Like, I think the next one will be next year. I don't think there is one this. But if you've not done so, make sure you subscribe to the ACB community calls at the community@acb.org, where you will get, you know, a schedule in your email every day. So,
no, I get that. So I just never heard that one.
Okay. Yep. But It's Electric will be another one. I will try to think of something, but it is definitely not my level of expertise. And if anybody wants to ever talk about how to use smart appliances with your iPhone, please email me off here at herbie.allen@gmail.com, and we will talk more about setting up you as a guest appearance on a future Apple Bites. But you can use Alexa on your phone, though. I will mention that. And it definitely comes in handy. And there are also Alexa Buds, or there are Bose headphones that also make use of Alexa, right? You know, so if you want to wear those, you still need the Alexa app, but it can also make the experience a lot easier than just using it directly on the phone as well. So
thank you again. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, I think that's a wrap then. I want to give my thanks to Erlene and the BITS organization and ACB as well for generously allowing us to have this call listed on their community as well. So thank you, everyone, and we will see you next year. Have a great holiday, everyone, no matter what you celebrate or if you don't celebrate. And you know, have a happy new year. And there you go. So we will see you next time.
And we want to just thank Herbie for a wonderful presentation. And thank you all for being here tonight. Have a wonderful holiday.